You know, for us, we got to just try to contain them, you know, keep them inside, stay on top as DBs, and, you know, we got to do a good job of tackling.
Cornerback Kareem Jackson earlier in the week talking about the matchup with the Chiefs. Drew, Danielle, and Brian. Guys, this is a Chiefs offense that when you have Jamaal Charles on it, yeah, you're making that face. What's the biggest challenge Chiefs-wise offensively for the Texans?
I'm going to be honest with you, and again, not trying to disrespect the Chiefs, but they're like a baby Texans team. You know, you got a running back and get out, and he's a matchup problem as well.
Yeah.
You know, they got the receiver, they got quarterback who's mobile enough to get things done, keep the play alive. They're exactly like us, you know, and playing that team is scary because they can get you in some matchup problems.
Yeah.
And you have to figure out ways, and if you haven't figured that out, they continue to come back with it and lay up on you by 20 points.
Is Charles, in your mind, the biggest challenge for the Texans, or is it something else?
You know, it's twofold. Number one, so we're going to talk about so much with Jamaal Charles in the rushing game, and that's huge. I believe Jamaal Charles is the most underrated rusher in the NFL, but 2 years ago, he had 70 receptions. He had 41 last year. So much like Arian, they can drop it off to him. And as much as you're going to focus on Jamaal Charles in the box, you've really got to watch Alex Smith, who's not the most deadly quarterback downfield, dropping it off to Charles. But then they added Jeremy Maclin, who's a burner. And so all of a sudden, you start to expand the field. So now you have the middle of the field with Charles and then Jerry Maclin down the field. For the first time with Andy Reid and Alex Smith, they're probably going to have a pretty solid offense this year, and it's going to be a really tough test for this Texans defense.
All right, let's get down to the matchup. What are two keys to the game for you for the Texans winning this?
Drew, I really don't have two keys. To be honest with you, I thought about this. I just have one.
Okay, and that'll work.
With these teams evenly matched, I believe offense and defense, it comes down to special teams. You know, you got to have some big plays on special teams and some big stops, turnovers. I think that's where they're going to find that big part of the win and that winning edge. That's my opinion.
Have you seen through the preseason, one of the things Bill O'Brien wanted to improve upon most was coverage on special teams. It looked like on punt coverage they were getting there, and they're a little bit better about that. Have you seen some of that?
I have, man. That's the premium on any special team. You got to be able to cover because so many teams are equipped with a lot of weapons. You know, you got to be able to cover those guys. And then if you can't, teams will get the edge on you by setting certain plays or running those trick plays, and they always have that advantage. And if here's my thing, my philosophy, if you always overthinking special teams, that's when the big plays happen. That's just my philosophy.
Special teams are key for Danielle. How about you, Brian?
I'll go with two, but we're going to go old school football. As much as we talk about passing in this league and the seven touchdowns and all these things, it's going to be old school football. It's going to be the running game and turnovers. The Texans cannot turn the ball over. If they turn the ball over, we have no proof right now that Brian Hoyer can throw seven touchdowns and 450 yards and lead this team back, and they have to be able to run the ball. As simple as it is, the running game, Alfred Blue, Chris Polk, that line, which I have question marks about, that's going to set up Brian Hoyer and give him some opening in the middle field. At the same time, they've got to contain Charles James in the Chiefs running game.
All right, you're saying Charles James. I think it's Jamaal Charles.
Jamaal Charles
James has been on our brain, you know, because that's hard work, so it's understandable. But hey, this has been a fun show. Really appreciate both. Did you know, I'm going to let you in on a little secret here, I bet I'm the only person not related to Danielle Manning who was at his final high school game at Corsicana and his final NFL game. So take that. It means nothing at all, but you know, I just thought I'd throw that out there because it's one of those fun little meaningless tidbits that I have. But Brian, Danielle, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. We'll have you back for certain. And we appreciate you watching this Texans Extra Points. It's game day. Thank goodness. We'll see you later.
Griffin gets the snap, there's pressure, and he's going to go down. Wendy Merciless with the sack. Steps up, he's in trouble, and he's back. Jared Crick gets him. 44 first down, here's Watt. Watt gets his hands all over.